Having a smile is so important. You can go, if you don't believe me, try it. When you go into an account, let's say you got, you know, I know some of you guys, Gary, I know you got zillions of accounts. You go into an account and you haven't been there before, try going in there deliberately when you meet somebody, have a huge smile on your face. A good sales guy, in my view, should be able to smile at will. And I mean, it's not a phony smile, but a phony smile is better than a real frown, and you've heard that statement before. So work on developing a nice, comfortable smile. Every time you meet somebody, have a good smile. If you're doing a lot of business with somebody, here's how you meet them. You go up to them and you say, "Oh, hi, Rich. Thank you so much. Appreciate your business." A two-hand handshake, in certain circumstances, is fine. It's about warmth. It's about, enter your order number here. We're not working as machines. We're working as people. We love these people. We love them. We want them to love us. And it's about making connections with people. A smile is the most fundamental thing. Who do you want to do business with? Some old, you know, nasty, grumpy old somebody, or somebody that's got a nice smile on their face but is business professional, but with a smile? I found, for me, I had to work on having a smile. I used to do these programs all the time, and I, you know, to me, it's more about I get everything fixed right, everything's working. That's the important thing. Oh, no, it's not. The important thing is to come off as being warm and personal. That's the thing. Really important.
John, let me ask you a question. Now, I've got accounts where I go in, and that whole smile, personality thing just pops right out. And I've got another account that's one of my largest accounts, I might add. And I go there, and you know what? The smile comes. I've known since day one that it's a fake smile. Because that guy sitting across that table, it's the number one key gatekeeper at that account. I don't really like him that much.
Yeah. Well, it's
a fake smile.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm as nice as I can be. Hey, how you doing? How you been?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, how's that new Harley treating you?
Yeah.
I wish I was going to Vegas next week. And I'm like that, but I'm telling you right now, it's fake.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to make it look like that, and I'm doing everything I can, but...
Well, in my view, you know, salesmanship, that's part of salesmanship, is trying to... All right, don't break down on me, guys. Stay with me. You know,
can you perceive that it's a fake smile?
I don't think you can perceive it, but I got some other techniques here that are coming up, too. And I think that the danger of being too stoic with a customer far exceeds the danger of being perceived as having a fake smile and, you know, glad handing and things like that. And there's a fine line there, you know, is a fine line, and that's what I think good salesmanship is about, is understanding that. But let me give you another example. Repeating back, we're going to talk about that in a couple seconds. One of the most important things you can do to bond with someone is to repeat back what they say. It's because most people don't listen. So you tell me what you want to say, and I don't listen, so I go talking about something else. So, for example, you know, Johnny comes home and he goes, "Oh, Dad, I hit my head with a rock. Oh, my God, I'm all screwed up and this and that." And you go, "Oh, Johnny, you hit your little head with a rock. Oh, my God, that's too bad." We repeat it back. It's a bonding. It's amazing. Customer comes in and goes, "Oh, my God, I'm having all this trouble with stainless steel out there. Oh, well, I want to show you all these new drills we got." You know what I'm saying? If a customer, you know, it begs for you to say, "Oh, so you're having trouble with stainless steel. Did I hear that right?" You know, and we're going to practice this actually a little bit, and that's another technique you can use. It's kind of phony, it's kind of manipulative, but it is extremely powerful, very powerful. Works at home, works on your boss, works on everybody. And the idea is it's fundamental to any kind of interpersonal interactions is repeating back things the customers say. Now, it's not everything you tell me I'm going to repeat back. You know, it's not like bop, 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 beep, 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 beep. You know, it's not like that. It's just generally. We're going to actually practice this here in a few minutes. But that's another technique you can use. Yes.
Do that occasionally on the key focus.
Key points, things, right.
And you think about it, you think it is kind of weird. You
know, right.
It's like, this is kind
but
of
it's dangerous. Bonding.
But it captures their attention.
Oh, yeah.
They don't notice it either.
Yeah, right. They really don't.
Right. And you got to, you know, and another thing that's thrown in there, too, is that using a person's name, you know, like... So, Rich, let me make sure I understand what you're saying, Rich. You were talking about this thing over here before earlier today, Rich. I remember that. So now, in like one sentence, I've used Rich three times. You know, is that a lot? I don't know, you know. Probably not to him. But if you're sitting there thinking, God, he's staying rich every 3 seconds, you know. Yeah, but your name's not Rich. I don't want to be saying Darren. This is really actually interesting. We've got two Darrens, which is not a real common name as far as I know, right? So that's pretty cool. No, they're both D-A-R-R-E-N, right? Yeah, same. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All righty. Let us continue on here. Okay, let's move over now to the role play. We're going to do a role play here on page 18. What the way these team things work is that we rotate the roles. Usually there's a salesperson, a customer, and an observer. That's the way generally these things are done. So one guy would be the observer, and his job is just simply to take some notes. Now, the two guys that are going to do it, they're going to be reading stuff and this and that, and they're going to be doing their thing. So the guy who's the observer, he should write down, this is what I want to see. Now, what he should want to see is the stuff that we're talking about in the program. Now, in this particular role play, what we're trying to establish is whether you're right brain or left brain.